Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to lie down, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for blessing us to rise this morning, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to just receive another good day ordained and sanctified by you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for the things that you continue to do. We thank you for the people in our lives, and we thank you for all of the lessons that you reveal to us and how you show us things, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for just being who you are. We thank you for the good news, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just everything that you've done today, Heavenly Father. We know that great things can be expected, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking that you bless the guest who comes on today, Heavenly Father, and help us to be able to spread the message all across this land and country where men, women, boys, and girls can know that you are God and besides you there is none other. Lord, we just thank you for everything you've done. Lord, we just ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, bless those who are in the convalescent homes, Heavenly Father. Bless those who are a little bit under the weather, Heavenly Father. Bless those who are well. And, Lord, we're just happy, and we just thank you for being who you are. And, Lord Jesus, we're just asking that you bless this show to be what you would have it to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, today, the scripture for today is, we actually have two scriptures, 1 Chronicles 29 and 17. Jehovah is an examiner of the heart. Jehovah, Jesus, God, is an examiner of the heart. He is greater than our hearts and knows all things. 1 John 3 and 20. God cannot be deceived. Now then, our guest is not on the line yet. However, we're going to give our guest a few more minutes, then I'll make a phone call if I have to. Okay, so I'm going to go over some announcements for the show and some things that are going on, and then we will see if our guest is on the line. All right, so some announcements, of course. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends and let them know about the Love Lift Jesus Up show. And be sure to tell them what the link is. It's blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. It's FREDALOVE. So be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends about the Love Lift Jesus Up show. All right, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashions by Love, FashionsbyLove.com. By Love is here. Be sure to check out that site. All right, there is a lot of Friday night football going on. Colin and La Vega play tonight at the Colleen High School field at 7:30 p.m. Be sure to continue to keep everyone in prayer, keep everyone lifted in prayer, and just continue to pray for everyone because we all need prayer. And while we're praying for individuals, we want to also thank God for all of the victories that he has given these individuals concerning prayer and concerning supplication. You can be sure to Facebook me or email me. You can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE. You can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, or you can tap into LinkedIn, and it's still under ALFREDALOVE. Gospel artists, poets, authors, publicists, writers, community leaders, if you would like to come on the show, be sure to Facebook Afrida Love, or you can email me, I'm going to say it again, EMONYA_LOVE@ yahoo.com, and our guest is actually online, and I would like to introduce our guest. First of all, Mr. Thomas, Terrence Thomas, is an American professional basketball player. He played college basketball at Baylor University, and he has played on many professional leagues. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Terrence. Mr. Terrence, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions concerning your basketball career. Okay. The first question is, what was your aspirations and dreams as a child concerning basketball?
Actually, I always, wanted to be a professional athlete, whether it was baseball, basketball, or football, because that's just the way I grew up. You know, my dad, he's a diehard Lakers fan, and as I was growing up, that's all I used to watch was Magic Johnson tapes, and it's instilled in me when I was young that this is what I really wanted to do since I was like about 5 or 6 years old.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. What did you have to do to, first of all, play sports in school and then on the collegiate level? Because a lot of young people want to play or get on that professional level. So what did you have to do in school concerning your homework and all that good stuff?
As your parents always tell you, no pass, no play. So that was one thing my mom and dad always instilled in me was, I had to take care of my grades. And I was a knucklehead. I'm not perfect by no means, but, I was a knucklehead, but I knew this is what I wanted to do. So I had to, take care of my grades. And it was hard growing up because, I had just trouble trying to hang around the wrong people and things like that. But then, some coaches and teachers put me to the side and let me know this is not the path that I want to take. So I took the initiative and just got my grades right and was able to go to college. But it takes a lot of hard work. I'm not just saying that to be saying that. It takes a lot of hard work that you have to put in to become an athlete and a professional athlete, let alone a college athlete. You got to put hours in the gym. You have to do things that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. So, any kids that's listening or, that would like words of wisdom, you have to do any and everything you can to make it to where you want to go, whether it is professional sports or a doctor or a lawyer. You got to put the work in.
That's right. That's good. Okay. Now, what was your experience like at Baylor University?
It was a great experience. I was there for 2 years because, my grades wasn't so good in high school, so I had to go to a junior college, which after a junior college, when I graduated, I went to Baylor. So my 2 years at Baylor was a great experience. My first year was up and down because my junior year, actually, one of my teammates, as you know, during that time, one of my teammates killed another teammate, so I was a part of that team. So I had to deal with that. And so after that happened, that was one of the biggest tragedies that ever happened, not alone Baylor, but the community of Waco. So, we had to deal with that. But my senior year, when they got the new coaching staff in that they have now, that was my senior year, which was their first year of coaching. It was a great experience. I led the team in scoring and rebound and minutes played, and I was able to play well enough to play ball overseas. So, it was a blessing in disguise, actually.
Okay, good. Now, you already mentioned that Matt is one of your greatest influences in your basketball career, but are there any other basketball players who really had an impact on your career?
Yes. Actually, I've always been an unselfish basketball player. That's just the way I play. And I commend everybody that plays unselfish. So, growing up, my favorite players were Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, just because of Kobe Bryant's killer instinct. But I love Magic Johnson just because of his unselfishness, the way he smiles on the court, the way he thinks team first. And, I'm kind of being a hater, but I like LeBron James, even though Kobe Bryant is my favorite player. LeBron James is the best player in the NBA for the simple fact he's unselfish, he's team first, and he enjoys the game. So, Magic Johnson when I was growing up.
Okay, good. Now, what was your reaction when you found out you had the opportunity to play professional basketball overseas?
Actually, I was happy. I was so happy because I felt that my dreams have came true. I always dreamed about playing professional, and, to get paid doing something that you love, who wouldn't want to do that? So, it was actually a dream come true when I found out I was going overseas after I finished at Baylor. And my first year, I went to Germany. So it was a difficult experience the first week or two, actually a month, because I had to adjust to the culture. But after that, it was smooth sailing after that, you know, just playing basketball, doing what I love to do, and like I said, getting paid for it. It was just, you know, it was just truly, truly a blessing.
Okay, great. Now, what would a workout look like for basketball players on the collegiate level, such as like Baylor or, you know, MCC, and then a professional team, such as like the NBA or something like that? What's the difference? How would that look?
The difference would be in college you have more or less of a schedule. You know, in college they want you to do things their way as far as, you know, being on time, which you have to be on time through any workouts, even a job. So, you know, just you're more of in the structured area in college, but in the professional area you have to work out on your own because no one is going to hold your hand and tell you to get up and go run or get up and go lift weights or, you know, go put up some shots every single day. But, you know, that's something that you will have to do. Your own personal will have to motivate you to do that. So, you know, the hardest thing about college and professional is your training camps. You know, in college they run you to death, but in professional they run you, but they know that it's a long season. You know, you have to preserve your body and stuff like that. You have to take care of your bodies, but it's so much harder in college, I think, because you have to go to class, you have to work out, you know, you have to do all these different things. But in professional, you just have to work out extremely, extremely hard. You know, you have to swim and run and, you know, do treadmill work and stuff like that to stay fit. But, you know, I think college is much difficult.
Okay. And recently I had asked you about the NBA, and you had told me that you were in some type of NBA Readiness League. You participated in that. So can you tell me a little bit about that league and how they recruit individuals?
Actually, it's like, you know, the major leagues have, like, farm leagues under the Major League Baseball. So it's sort of like that. It's like a development league that, you know, guys in the NBA, a few teams, you know, have spots on the roster, you know, you can fill in if, you know, a couple of players get hurt. The NBA Development League is like a developmental league for young guys and, you know, guys that's on the edge and on the verge of making it to the NBA. It's more or less of like the NBA can watch us. So it's like basically some guys are like one injury away from being in the NBA. So, you know, it's all about just producing and developing players on that type of level. But, you know, it's always about, you know, guys getting a break, you know, getting that opportunity to play on the NBA.
Okay. All right. Now, what current projects do you have going on as far as in the recruiting process? You told me that, you know, you was kind of in the stage of a recruiting process. Tell me a little bit about that.
Actually, you know, I'm just at this stage of my career, you know, being an older player, you know, I've been through the ups and the downs, and, you know, I'm always recruiting players to produce them and develop their skills, like especially in Waco. So, you know, if any parents that's listening and any coaches or whatever, if you have players in the summertime, like I always try to take the time out to develop the kids in Waco because me being a basketball player and knowing that guys when I was coming up paid it forward to work me out and work on my game and seeing things in me that I didn't see, I'm willing to do the same thing and pass the torch to these young guys because they don't, you know, they don't have guys in the NBA or that's playing overseas in Waco like myself. So, you know, I'm just trying to develop kids, and I'm trying to let them know the first and foremost thing that I'm always trying to lead kids is to a relationship with God because I didn't have a relationship with God when I was young. So as I got older, I was able to know that with a relationship with God, you can always develop relationships and friendships with people. And I think he opens up doors that, you know, that we can't see. So that's the whole point of, you know, having faith. So I think me spreading the word the right way and leading kids the right way towards him and not long towards him, but to let them know that, you know, he's giving me this ability to work out kids, you know, whether it's lifting weights or giving them words of wisdom or just giving them little tips to help on their game because, you know, being young, you're kind of blind to the fact and the only thing you do is just see one way. You got tunnel vision. But in this world, you have to, you can't have tunnel vision in this world. You have to be, you know, you got to look right to the left. You see what I'm saying? So instead of just looking ahead, which is great, you always got to be aware of the thing that's going on to the left or the right, because those are the things that can distract you. And me going through the things that I went through, I can kind of prevent those young kids of going to the left or to the right. You see what I'm saying? So just my experience alone, I can just spread words of wisdom to them, not alone just basketball, but just words of wisdom to, you know, to get them over the edge.
Good. Okay. Now, speaking of words of wisdom, what advice would you give those interested in playing sports and just individuals interested in a gift that they have, whatever it may be?
You know, like I always say, when I'm speaking to kids, whether it's at an elementary school, a middle school, a high school, or even college kids, three things that I always like to tell people is, rather young kids, is first and foremost, always believe in God. Keep God first and foremost no matter what you do. Keep him first, because without him, you can't get anywhere in this world without a relationship with God. And the second thing is, you know, always listen to your parents, rather if you're in a single-parent home, because I grew up in a single-parent home, so whether you got one parent, two parents, a coach, someone positive, you know, always, always listen to your parents, because when they tell you to empty the trash out or make up your bed or wash the dishes, they're not telling you that to be mean to you. You know, they're telling you that because that's going to be a responsibility, because one day you're going to have a family. One day you're going to be in college. See what I'm saying? So they're preparing you for life. They're not telling you this to be mean to you. They're telling you this because they want you to be responsible. See what I'm saying? And the last thing is, always keep your dreams alive, because if I was to listen to the people that said I wasn't going to do this or I wasn't going to do that when I was young, then I probably wouldn't be achieving my dream that I'm doing now. So always keep your dreams alive, because, of course, there's going to be naysayers and haters. That's how the world works. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So to become successful, you got to listen to those haters, because those are the people that's going to motivate you. Listen to them. Mm-hmm. Listen to them. Listen to them telling you the negative stuff, because the negativity stuff is what fuels your fire. And continue to work hard. You got to work extremely hard to get to where you want to go. But always remember, though, God is way bigger than whatever you're trying to become. So don't get beside yourself and think that you don't need God once he blesses you with your dream and your hearts and your aspirations. So don't get beside yourself and get on a high horse thinking that you don't need God when you become successful, because my testimony is, when God blessed me with a big lump sum of money or blessed me to achieve my dream, I got beside myself. I guess I wasn't disciplined enough to handle success when I was young. But now that mm-hmm. I'm turning over a new leaf in my life and he's giving me that second opportunity, I'm able to be humble now, because I went through so much when I wasn't humble. See what I'm saying? So now, you know, it's all about being humble and being grateful for the things that he gives us. You know, so that's the advice that I can give anybody, not only, you know, young kids, but adults, middle-aged kids, whatever the case may be. So
that's good. Okay. Now, tell me this. How are fans able to keep up with you as far as schedules and when you play? And, for instance, if they wanted to, because it sounds like you're also like a speaker too. Do you do motivational speaking with students, or do you do that, or what do you?
Actually, a coach named Coach Snell from Conley High School, him and I are good friends. So he had me speak to some of his classes last week. He has like a college class, and he had me come speak to him, preparing him for college. So I do motivational speaking, and everything that's, you can call it motivational speaking, but I think everything that I say is like God is just putting it on my heart to say. It's just, you know, I have the personality to get along with anybody, so I'm able to tell them the things that I've been through, which is experience, but, you know, God puts it on my heart and gives me the words to say. So, you know, I can speak to anybody just to know, to let them know through basketball and through life, the things that I've learned, I'm able to tell them to prevent them from, you know, making those mistakes that I made. So, you know, I can do motivational speaking. I can, you know, whatever the case may be, I'm willing to speak to anyone about any and everything, so.
Okay. And so how would fans or people be able to contact you about that, like emails, Facebook?
I have Facebook. My Facebook is Terrence Thomas. And I have an email address. My email address is TT, the number 4, the word 3, THREE, at Yahoo. You know, again, that's TT, the number 4, the word 3, at Yahoo. And I have a Twitter account, at TT43. So, you know, and I'm just willing to do any and everything because, like I said, I'm a native of Waco, and I grew up here, and I'm, you know, I want to be a positive face of Waco. So I want to do, you know, I want to spread the word. I want to use basketball as a tool to help young kids, women. You know, I can help women, ladies, whatever the case may be. I want to be a positive tool and a face for Waco because I want these kids to know that, you know, it's not all about selling drugs and going the wrong way. Because if you think about it, it's so much easier to do the wrong thing. It's so hard to do the right thing because you wanna succeed. Everybody wants to succeed and be successful in life. So it's like you want to do right, but it's always like the temptations and the peer pressure of the kids today is so much. It's so much negativity around them where they want to do right. But, you know, it's so hard because if you don't have discipline and the parental guidance, you won't do that. But, you know, I'm here to whatever, you know, give advice, whatever the case may be. So I really thank you because if I wouldn't have met you, you wouldn't have been able to give me this outlook and this avenue to be able to speak on your radio show to the people that's out there listening. So I really thank you.
Okay, well, I thank you, too. And we have about 8 minutes. And if there's anything that I didn't cover that you would like to share, this is a time that you can do that. Whatever you want to share in your basketball career speaking.
I'm willing to share anything. Like you said, I appreciate it. Like, you know, just like I said, I'm a native of Waco. And, you know, it was hard times that I had with my mom and my brother and I, which, you know, we got through it. And, you know, my mom, she baptized me and I was saved in 1997. Of course, you know, we all backslide, but before I got married, my wife and I, we got baptized again. I've been married for 3 years now. My wife's name is DeWan Thomas, D-W-A-N Thomas, and she has been, you know, my backbone and my support system through the ups and the downs. And, you know, most women and vice versa, you know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the movie The Pursuit of Happiness. Like,
yes.
In that movie with Will Smith and the other lady that played his wife, you know, he was going through hard times, which he was, you know, he was telling her, you know, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this storm. But she was so overwhelmed with all the things, which life can do that to you. It can overwhelm you. You can give up on things. But he just kept the fight to know that he wanted to do this for his son, and he was willing to do any and everything for his son to become successful. And he made it his business to become successful because he knew that's what he wanted to do. So, you know, he didn't have that support, though, that he wanted. But, you know, my wife, she's able to support me, you know, when I go overseas or whenever I leave and play in the States, she's always there to support me. Of course, it's ups and downs in life, but if you have that great support system I got a great family base. I have great support in the community. You know, I can just tell the genuine love when I come around because I give love, you see what I'm saying? And I love to be around people, so it's just things that I love to do. And like I said, I'm willing to help out anybody if I can. So, you know, whether it's word of wisdom, whether it's just helping out people, you know, because people help me out so much. Like I had mentors and, you know, people that, you know, helped me out along the way, coaches and, you know, counselors and teachers and stuff like that. So they helped me out along the way, so it's my duty and my responsibility to give back. And it's like everywhere I go, whether it's if I'm playing in the States or I'm playing overseas, I kind of, you know, give my testimony and help people out because I know the struggle. I know how it is, and I know how I feel the struggle to become successful. So, you know, it's been a long road for me, but the point that I am in my life right now, I owe it all to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I wouldn't have been able to say that with so much pride a few years ago because, you know, nowadays when you kind of say that you love Jesus Christ, a lot of people kind of look at you funny or look at you strange. But now, and I've seen his miracles and I've seen how awesome he is, I do not care who says anything about me loving my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because if they had a relationship with him, and if they knew how great and how good and wonderful he is and the amazing things he can do in life, you wouldn't want to do nothing but give him that praise and let everybody know about him because he is real. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people don't believe it. if you look at all the things that's happening in the world around us, it just it lets you know that God is so fed up with all the stuff that's going on, and we hurt him every single day by the things that we do in life. So it's like it's like letting your parents down. So it's like I don't want to let him down by doing something that I know that's wrong. You see what I'm saying? It's like when your parents, they teach you right and wrong when you're little. That's the first thing they teach you. When you do something wrong, they pop you or they give you a spanking. Like, that's wrong. So obviously, you know, this is wrong and this is right. So it's just weird that people do things that's wrong and we know that's wrong. So, you know, it's just, you know, I'm willing to just spread the word. And it's so amazing because I was so blind to the fact when I was young. Of course, a lot of people can blame it on youth. But when I was young, I knew some mature young people. Even though I was immature, I knew some mature young people. So you can't really blame it on youth. You see what I'm saying? Right. I think that's just an excuse.
Right.
So, you know, being young, I was making mistakes, and I thought that, you know, of course the devil can paint a beautiful picture. That's his job to make us think that what he's trying to do is so much fun. When I was in the world, of course, I thought it was fun, and it felt fun at the moment to my flesh, but it was hurting my soul. See what I'm saying? The word says, what is it for a man to gain the world but lose his whole soul? I was on
that path.
You see what I'm saying? I was on that path to destruction because I felt like smoking and drinking and partying was my thing because I thought that was the thing to do. But it's not. It's not at all, and I'm a living witness to that. I lived the college life. I did college, which a lot of people say go to college. I commend everybody to go to college. If you can stay focused through college, it'll be an amazing experience. But, you know, of course, kids want to have fun in college. I was able to have fun in college, but I was doing the wrong things by smoking and drinking and stuff. And I thought it was fun at the time, but it was actually ruining my body. And it was ruining my body because when I came around my parents and my friends, they would tell me that I look different. And I was wondering, why would they tell me that I look different? Because they could tell in the way my body was looking, my face. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you can tell when someone's doing something that they're not supposed to be doing. So, you know, I was going down that path to destruction. But now that I'm on the path to righteousness, it's so much amazing, especially when I passed by you. I was just passing by you going to work. Actually, I was running a little late. So I was passing by you, and you just so happened to stop me. And I knew it had to be God for you to stop me because you didn't know me.
Right.
And you was just stopping me, telling me, you know, you're glad to see men helping our kids. And that was amazing to me because you're not the first person to tell me that, because I do substitute teaching also. And, you know, they're happy that a male figure is around to try to teach the kids to do something right. So, you know, I commend you for helping me out and introducing yourself to me. And like I said, you know, we all it all to God for the relationship and the friendship that we have now, because, you know, it's all about friendships and relationships that you can have before it's all said and done. You know, I really, really appreciate you, and I thank you for giving me this interview, because I know it's someone out there that's listening and knowing that, you know, this is a testimony, and I'm not ashamed to tell my testimony, because this is something that God created me to do. He had me go through this struggle and these trials and tribulations to get to this point. So, you know, I'm willing to tell my testimony to anybody. And the thing about me is I've seen a lot of people, professional athletes, that go to tell testimonies, not even testimonies, just to motivational speaking to people, and they get paid all this money. Anytime that I've ever did anything to speak to some people, I've never asked for anything, because why would you charge people to tell a testimony that God has given you? I wouldn't understand that. Like, I wouldn't understand why would you have to get paid to tell a testimony. That should be free.
Right.
A testimony is free. It's so amazing because you're telling people about the goodness of God. Why would you have to pay me for that?
That's right. So, you know, I appreciate you so much.
And
I appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate your heart. And I'll keep in touch with you, because I definitely want to do some things with the kids in the community. And once again, bless you and your wife and your family. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. I know we have like 10 seconds, but I want you to know how much I appreciate you. And anytime you want to come on the show and just listen, you and your wife, please do.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. On tomorrow, we will have Miss Eddie Ruth Bradford, so please tune in. Thank you.